to NURFM 103.7. Well, you may know the Adamstown Pudding Kitchen for their food, but it's the work they do behind the scenes that is making a big difference around the world, contributing funds to projects both locally and overseas. What started as a simple recipe has grown into something special. On the line is Dr. Rod Paddington to tell us more. Morning, Rod. So how did the kitchen move from simply making puddings to providing assistance to communities in need?
Well, it actually started out with an impulse of gratitude 45 years ago when one of the ladies from the congregation was so thankful that her brother returned from the Vietnam War that she started cooking pudding. So it was her sense of generosity. She wanted to share that with the church, and so the church ladies got behind her, and within a couple of years, we were running a business producing pudding. So that sense of generosity has continued, and we use some of the proceeds, obviously, for some of the arts projects we do here at Adamstown, but we also share the profits with particularly Lifeline is our major support project in the Hunter Valley, and you can't order our pudding through Lifeline, but we help them quite significantly with their work with suicide prevention and community development.
So how do you decide upon a project to contribute to?
Well, being a church organisation, we have a lot of connections, and Uniting Church has connections around the world with projects, and one of the benefits, of course, is any money donated to these overseas projects directly to the project. There's no sort of cutting out that often a lot of these independent organisations have admin costs. So we've focused our support on women's projects, water projects, hygiene in the South Pacific, and in the last 12 months we've been supporting quite significantly a project in Tuvalu with climate change and education there. So we talk about our puddings tasting good and tasting great and doing good. So they're fabulous to eat, but every mouthful is actually contributing to good things happening in the world.
And just on the puddings themselves, how can people go about purchasing one for Christmas?
Well, they are available to order from Lifeline stores, which are in the Central Coast and Hunter region, but it's getting pretty close to Christmas, so I'd be recommending people to come down to the kitchen, which is at the Uniting Church of Adamstown. And you can have a fabulous experience actually tasting the puddings, because we've got traditional Christmas puddings plus a few other flavours like the date and cinnamon, the double chocolate and cherry, apricot and ginger. And we also have a range of sauces to go with them, butterscotch and chocolate and white chocolate and cardamom. And now we're also producing jams and pickles and sauces. So we've got something for everybody's palate, and you can actually try the goods and decide what you'd like to buy from the shop here at the church.
And so one last thing is, if people, they feel that they see the great work that you're doing and they want to get involved, how can they get involved with the kitchen?
We run our kitchen from the winter period, June, July, right through to the end of the year. So 6-7 months of the year we're in production, and we have a wonderful team of volunteers who help mix and wrap and things. We employ 3 professional cooks to actually do the cooking, so everything's done very carefully. But yeah, there's a great opportunity for volunteers, and if people were interested, they could contact the church, and we'd get them involved next year and join the happy, jolly crowd who makes Christmas pudding.
Well, thanks for your time this morning, Rod.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
That was Dr. Rod Paddington letting you know about the great work done by the Adamstown Pudding Kitchen. It's 9:25 on 2NURFM 103.7.